Fed Goolsbee, the only Fed speaker from Monday with a vote on the direction of monetary policy, was out sounding more dovish, saying the May hike was a close call, suggesting he'll be supporting the case for a pause in June. This was definitely behind some of the renewed U.S. dollar selling and demand for stocks that we saw on Monday. Another factor playing a part was the announcement of fresh stimulus out of China. We also saw a dump in Empire Fed manufacturing and more worry around vulnerability at the banks. Two additional developments arguing in favor of more accommodative Fed policy, thereby supporting the case for a lower dollar and higher stocks. Meanwhile, the euro was supported on news of the eurozone raising growth and inflation outlooks, while the pound got some more boost from a survey showing public sector wages on the rise. Key standouts on Tuesday's calendar include UK employment data, eurozone trade, employment, GDP, and ZEW reads, German ZEW, Canada inflation, US retail sales, industrial production, business inventories, and NAHB housing, Fed speak, the New Zealand GDT auction, and an ECB Lagarde appearance. That's all for now.